Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue our current series, Studies in Selected Psalms. And the psalm which we wish to consider today is the 24th Psalm, the Psalm of the King. We've mentioned on the broadcast before, Psalms 22, 23, and 24 form a trilogy, a triad. And they speak of our Lord Jesus Christ. They speak of him in Psalm 22 as the prophet who died for the sins of his people. The Lord Jesus Christ says it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem, and he took his place with those prophets. He died for our sins, your sins and mine. So in Psalm 22, we see him as the prophet. Psalm 23, we see him as the priest caring for the sheep, and in Psalm 24 we have him as the king, the threefold office of our Lord Jesus, prophet, priest, and king. In Psalm 22 we see the cross. In Psalm 23 we see the crook, the shepherd's crook. In Psalm 24 we see the psalm. Now if you have your Bibles near at hand, we'll be reading in Psalm 24, and we wish to divide our study today under three headings: the possessions of the Lord, the qualifications of the Lord, and the reception of the Lord as King of this world. Now, we'll read verse 1, which deals with the possessions of the Lord. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Now, the earth is Christ's by the right of creation. He created the earth. John, in his gospel, tells us in chapter 1, verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the creator of this earth, and he's going to come into his own. The earth is going to be his, and it is going to be under his blessed rule. Now, secondly, the inhabitants of the earth, the animate objects, the earth is the inanimate, of course. The animate objects, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein, the animate objects, the other, the inanimate. All right. They're his by right of redemption. By right of creation, the world, the literal world, and the people in the world are his by right of redemption. Christ died for everybody in this world on the cross. Provision has been made for everybody that ever drew breath to be in heaven if they want to be, if they will take their place as sinners and claim him as the sinner's Savior. So these are the possessions of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the fifth chapter of Revelation, we see the wonders of our Lord Jesus Christ coming into his possessions. We read in chapter 5, and I'll narrate part of this chapter and then read some verses in connection with what we want to say. John saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne, he saw a roll. And he asked the angel that was talking with him, what is the roll? And the angel says, nobody can look on that roll. And then John wept. He wanted to know what was in that roll. One of the elders said in verse 5, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Now he was told that the Lion of the tribe of Judah would prevail to open the roll. But when he looked, he saw a lamb. What a paradox. A lamb and a lion in the same person? Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the conqueror. And as the lion is the king of beasts, so our Lord Jesus Christ is going to be the king of earth in that coming day when he takes up his millennial reign. Now we go on in this fifth chapter of Revelation. And when he had taken the roll, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb of God that gave his life for the sins of the world, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign over the earth. Now the 24 elders here are figures of all the redeemed. And they can say, we have been redeemed. He has shed his precious blood by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Nobody's left out. Everybody, every kindred, every tongue, all the people, every nation. The Lord Jesus Christ died for them all. Provision has been made for everybody. He is the Savior of the world. And those words were spoken by the angels very, very advisedly. Now let's go to the qualifications of the Lord. Now in beginning of verse 2 of the 24th Psalm, we read, For he hath founded upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Now here are the qualifications. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation, the God of his deliverance. Salvation and deliverance are synonymous. And the Lord Jesus Christ was delivered from death. God raised him from the dead. And he is on the right hand of God today, waiting for that call, that time when he's going to come down in this world and sit on the throne of David his father, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, to reign over this earth. Now he is absolutely sinless. According to his actions, he has clean hands. According to his motives, according to his attitudes, he has a pure heart. Now this constitutes him sinless. Sometimes we can have clean hands. We may not have done certain things. But the heart, that's different. The prophet Jeremiah said out in the 17th chapter of his prophecy, I believe it is, he says there, out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. And God knows it. Out of the heart proceeds evil. The heart is evil. But this one who claims the right to this throne has a pure heart. That's Christ. He had no sin in him. He was not guilty of sin. But strangely enough, he took our sins upon him when he died on the cross for you and for me. His qualifications? Absolute sinlessness. He is entitled to sit on the throne of David. Now we want to talk about the reception of the Lord. We will go on in verse 7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Dr. Harry Ironside makes out that our Lord Jesus Christ is approaching the gates of Jerusalem. And indeed, Jerusalem is going to be the ruling place of our Lord Jesus Christ when he comes to rule for 1,000 years, which we call the millennial reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's coming in a future time, but he is going to reign over this world. They crucified their king, the Jewish people did, but that did not thwart God's promises. Our Lord Jesus Christ was born a king, the Magi, as they came seeking out the Lord Jesus, they said, "Where is the King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east." They knew him as king. He was crucified as a king. And over his head was written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." He was all that he claimed to be, and he was all that they said to be. They said it in derision. But he was the King of the Jews, and he was the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Now, Dr. Harry Ironside has it this way. The forerunner, so the vanguard of our Lord Jesus Christ, approaches the gates of Jerusalem. And they shout out, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." And then Dr. Ironside says, "There is a voice of the watchman inside the gate, says, 'Who is this King of glory?' The vanguard repeats, 'The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.'" And the second time that it happens, they refer to them, when they ask the question, when the watchman asks the question, "Who is this King of glory?" The vanguard answers back, "The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory." Now these two appreciations of the Lord Jesus, these two things that are attributed to him, the conqueror, the mighty conqueror, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, refers to our Lord Jesus Christ. When he came down into this world and died on a cross for you and for me, died for our sins. We read in the scriptures, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ died for your sins and for mine, and he fought the greatest battle that was ever fought, and he won it. And Satan was defeated. The one who had the power of death had that power wrested from him. And our Lord Jesus Christ is the King now, and he's going to be the King of the world later. Now, he is the mighty conqueror. But the second time he approaches the gates, the cry is made, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of the glory shall come in." From within the walls comes the cry, "Who is this King of glory?" "The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory." He might have come alone the first time, but the second time, he's the Lord of hosts. Who are the hosts? His redeemed? In the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation, we have the Lord coming forth on a white horse, and the armies of heaven follow on white horses. They are his own, purchased by his blood, dressed in garments made pure white by that precious blood. And they are the ones that are going to come with our Lord Jesus and share in his reign. Oh, what a day is ahead for this world and for the Christian who shall reign with him. Our Father, today, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you make these truths true to our heart, thrill our souls with our Lord Jesus, who he is, and who he will become in this world ahead of us. In Christ's name, amen.